This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa la ni'amika al-azima wa ala aika al-jasima. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you once again to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful hadith about the Prophet's recipe for health. So very, very important. We talk about the Prophet's lifestyle. And in his lifestyle, one of the important thing is food consumption. Actually, by learning the lessons from this hadith and practicing it, we can save ourselves from many, many complications. I will read the tradition in Arabic, translate it, and explain its beautiful meanings. مَا مَلَا عَدَمِيٌّ بِيَاءً شَرَّمْ مِنْ بَطْنٍ In another, مِنْ بَطْنِهِ بِحَسْبِ بِنِ عَدَمَا أُكْلَاتٌ In another, it's لُقَيْمَاتٌ يُقِمْنَ صُلْبَهُ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مَحَالَ فَثُلُسٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُسٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُسٌ لِنَفَسِهِ الرَّاوِي الْبِقْرِ Never fill up a vessel worse than his own belly. A few morsels of food would be enough for him to survive. But if he must go beyond that, then let him have belly in three parts, one third for food, one third for drink, and the other one third for air. Miqdam ibn Ma'adi Karib is the narrator. And it is sourced in Sahih al-Bukhari, Tirmidhi, and of course other collections. Miqdam, actually Miqdad, not Miqdam. The Miqdam was a prominent companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He is known for his steadfastness in speaking the truth to the power. Because we have stories of him visiting Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, and informing him of the transgressions he is making, slowly violating the prophetic lifestyle. He died in Hems, Syria in 87 AH. He narrated 40 traditions from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. According to Imam Ibn Rajab, this tradition sums up the essence of the science of medicine. They're talking about organic integrated medicine. Not the medicine that stresses more on pharmacy and drugs. You're talking about organic, integrated medicine. When Ibn Musabaihi read this tradition, he's a physician, famous physician, he said, if the people were to act upon these inspired words, they would save themselves of many diseases. And we would have to close down the pharmacies. Actually, pharma industries, maybe. That is because overeating is the source of many diseases. According to Imam Ghazali, one of the greatest scholars and philosophers in Islam, when a philosopher was told of this tradition, he said, I never heard such a succinct statement, articulation of the value of reduced food consumption. Hippocrates, the Greek physician considered to be one of the most outstanding figures in the history of medicine, is quoted as saying, our food should be our medicine, and our medicine should be our food. So healing foods, healing through food. The hadith teaches us to develop the habit of mindful eating. We should watch what we eat, and when we eat, and how we eat. Watch what to eat, when to eat, and how we eat. If we don't pay attention to the way we eat, we may end up developing many health challenges. Excess body fat, leading to obesity. And the Prophet had warned us towards the end times, when the people of his ummah will develop obesity, increased disease risk. Overeating regularly can cause uncomfortable feelings of nausea and indigestion. But strain our digestive system, triggering gas and bloating. It may also make us sluggish, lethargic and tired. Over time, it may harm the brain function. Therefore, we should work to prevent overeating by reducing our portion sizes, how much each time we eat, and avoiding unwholesome food. أَحَلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَحَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. God has permitted for you pure and wholesome foods, and he has prohibited the unwholesome and impure food. The Prophet describes overeating as an attribute befitting the disbelievers. This is, he learns it from the Quran because he is the interpreter of the Quran. Because Allah describes the disbelievers in the Quran saying, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. As for the disbelievers, they indulge in pleasures of this world, overly indulging, and eat as cattle do, no limit, no measurement, no stopping. But the fire will be their final home. Hence, the Prophet warns us against overeating and advises us to stick to small portions. المؤمن يأكل في ميعاً واحدٍ والكافر يأكل في سبعة أمعاء. The believer eats in one belly, while a disbeliever eats in seven bellies. Therefore, we should shun the bad habit of giving in to such habits as excessive craving, compulsive eating, and binge eating. Instead, we should develop mindfulness and learn to stop eating when we have had enough. Together with the habit of moderation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to share our food with others. طعام الرجل يكفي رجلين وطعام رجلين يكفي أربعة وطعام أربعة يكفي ثمانية. The food for one person is enough for two, and the food for two is enough for four, and the food for four is enough for eight people. If we observe this rule, there won't be any poverty in the world. Look at the wastage among even Muslims today. How much food we waste, how much we overindulge. The Islam wants to develop a mutual love and solidarity, whether through sharing, generosity, and self-sacrifice. When we develop the habit of cutting down the portions, we are better enabled to share our food with the less fortunate. Thanks to these grave warnings of Rasulullah against overindulgence and overeating, the Prophet's companions used to consider overeating as a heinous, as a grave sin, as one of the deadliest sins. This is what we see here. It is reported that Ibn Umar once wanted to his son to come over to have dinner with him. But his son sent a message saying that because he had overeaten, he could not come. Ibn Umar sent him a threatening message saying, if he were to die because of overeating, he would not even care to attend his funeral. Look at the gravity, seriousness of overeating, how grave a sin overeating is, as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone came to visit Hasan al-Basri, one of the greatest scholars of the third generation, a pious man, exemplary for his moral character and asceticism. Hasan al-Basri was having his meal when someone visited him. Hasan asked him to join him, but the visitor refused, saying, I have eaten so much that I cannot eat anymore. On hearing this, Hasan exclaimed, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Can a believer eat in such a way? that he cannot eat anymore. This is unbecoming of a believer. This is the trait of a disbeliever. Lessons. Food is a medicine. Through the habit of mindful eating, we can help prevent many diseases. Although Allah wants us to enjoy the good things that He has provided for us, we must never overindulge. We must practice moderation, and moderation should be the ideal to strive for. The Prophet wants us to develop mindfulness in everything that we do. You know, heedlessness is the trait of a disbeliever and non-believer, but mindfulness, doing everything with intention, focusing, thinking of the spirit and the meaning, putting your heart in it, including food consumption. He gave us an excellent formula to observe, the rule of one-third. One-third for food, one-third for drink, and one-third for air. So we should limit the portions and spare enough room for water and air. If we were to develop such a healthy habit, it will enable us to share our food also with the less fortunate. Thus gaining countless blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to see the prophetic wisdom, including how to develop the habit of mindful eating and cutting down over and curbing the habit of overindulgence and limiting the portions of food that we eat. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.